tackle on chapter 15 of the 1689 Confession of Faith regarding repentance. Last Sunday we tackled paragraphs 1 and 2. Kundi natong giingon nga ang content, meaning two paragraphs, is regarding the notable occasions of repentance that the Bible emphasizes. Paragraph 1, of course, deals with the conversion of the sinner. Diha, mahitabo ang una, matawag na ito siguro major nga repentance, wherein ang atong emphasis dito was the riper years, which means at a certain point in time when one is converted, it doesn't matter kung kanus-ano siya nga tuig, but suffice it to say that when we have come to our senses and note that we are a sinner before God, that is also the time of our conversion, and then we repent. Paragraph 2 dealt with kining another occasion wherein there is repentance when even the most holy fall. In other words, ang atong ginatuki dito is the restoration of the backslider. Pagbiya pong tumura, the sinner again repents. So this morning, we deal with paragraph 3. Ang hisgutanan dinhi is about the substance of repentance. The 1689 Confession says, "This saving repentance is an evangelical grace whereby a person, being by the Holy Spirit made sensible of the manifold evils of his sin, doth by faith in Christ humble himself for it, with godly sorrow, detestation of it, and self-abhorrency, praying for pardon and strength of grace, with a purpose of endeavor, by supplies of the Spirit, to walk before God unto all well-pleasing in all things." Kung imong synthesize itong taas nga paragraph, the heart of the matter or the statement that says it all is that man does humble himself for his sin. What is repentance in its very substance and essence? That is the question mga atong ginatuki karon. It is the humbling of yourself of your sin. Tagalog pa, ano ang buod ng pagsisisi? Ano ang essence ng pagsisisi? It is the humbling of ourselves for our sin. To the question, what is the nature? Sa may kinaiya daw, meaning pag hinulsol. What kung kinaiya? Usahay mo, ma-mistake na to ng kinaiya sa kinaiyahan. So, usahay nature sa pag sa kinipag-hinulsol. In the pag-confession, it is an evangelical grace. Tungod pa sa book, evangelical grace. So, imo na pong tuki yun. Kung saan mo po yung grace? Hindi mo na ma-understand yung mga terminologies, then it is very difficult. But we were asking the question, what is the nature of repentance? And we said, it is an evangelical grace. Sa yano pang istorya, kay grace man, saan grace gani? Undeserved favor? Kunya, gift pag yun. So ang repentance is a gift. Simply put, evangelical grace, it is a gift. It is something given to you that you don't deserve it, but it's given anyway. And so it has nothing whatsoever in you, but more so of who gave it. And so to the next question, who produces repentance? The answer gyapon na sa confession, kung inyong gibasa tong akong gibasa po ganiya, being by the Holy Spirit made sensible. In other words, sa unang panahon, dili ka sensible. Wag yun. Daw sa wahay lang, kasala, maragula lang. Pero kay gihimo man daw kang sensible. Sensible to what? Sensible to the manifold evils of his sin. Ingon pang ang confession. Karon, igyataga naman kaning grasya sa pagkinulsol. Kumbaga, nihigmata na ka. You're awakened to the reality that you are someone who is so vile and evil in the sight of God. And who produces that? Again, it is not your own. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us sensible. It is the Holy Spirit that opens the mind. In other words, your senses, your sensibilities to your manifold evils. The Holy Spirit makes us sensible. He causes us to feel how horrible our sins are. He makes us hate our sins. He makes us see what they have done to God in Christ. And He even makes us detest ourselves for our sins. And as we detest ourselves, we also humble ourselves and yield. Now, naipisa ka punto nga ilahang gi punting dire. The means of repentance. Sa daw pamaagi sil sa pagkinulsol. Ang itumbok din ni again, if you might not notice it again and again, ang pagtuo. Tanawin mo sa confession, doth by faith in Christ. What is the means of repentance? Faith opens the door to repentance. You cannot repent, ingon ta sa unahan sa atong mga lectures din eh, without believing. In other words, it must be a believing repentance. Di ba ingon ta ang faith o repentance twins? Mag-uban gina sila pirmi. You cannot believe without repenting. You cannot repent without believing. Now, this distinguishes true saving repentance from kanang murag quote unquote katong paghinulsol daw ni Judas. Hinulsol lagi pero imbis nga mo hatag sa iyahang pagtuo dito sa solusyon sa problema, gibitay na may noon niya iyang kogalingon. So again, the element na akong ginaingon dito is katong faith. Wala to si Judas, because he preferred to hang himself. A true penitent does not go out and hang himself. Ang tinuod nga I'm talking about the attitude of being repentant ba, mahinulsulon, di ba? Ang tinuod nga penitent nga mahinulsulon, dili mo bitay sa iyong paglingon. Og dili na isa maghuna-huna og mga butang nga para masulbat tong iyang problema, kung problema man ang dako. Sama sa ginahimo sa uban. Ganun mo yung mukong sama sa ginahimo sa uban. Dagan man pog nakasala sama nato. Nag-uulpod dinood sila sa ilang mga sala sila. Pero imbis lagi nga mo at kay Kristo dito na mahinoon sa Kalbaryo kay magpalansang mampun. Di ba? Kato dito every Good Friday. What is magpalansang? Self-flagellation. That is their methodology kung what to is the guilt, kumbaga, of their sins instead of going to Christ. Isn't that what they are doing? Contrast ni mo na sa atong ginatunan karon, the true penitent looks at one place. And that place, he looks at it for the forgiveness of sin. And of course, we know that place has been the place where Christ was hung in a cross. So that the biggest problem that you had or you have might be dealt with. You look to the cross, therefore, believing on the finished work of Christ as the only way for pardon of your sins. Kuha na ito do. Kuha na lang kay ginatanaw kung mag-inulsul ka. Friends, nagsisi ka, pero meron kang tinitignan na magiging solusyon ng malaki mong problema. Si Jesus Christ lamang at kanyang ginawa, and that is done through faith. Now, the next thing they tell us is may attendance daw itong pagsisisi. There is a accompaniment of repentance. Kining pag-humbling of sin. And three things ang giingon sa confession. Na daw godly sorrow and detestation of it and self-abhorrency. Binisaya. Diyos nung pagkasubo, pag-detest ganin sa binisaya ni, muragi kasilagan ni mo sa imong nahimo o ang imuhang sarili mismo imuhi kasilagan kinakay nakahimo kaniana. O niya ingon pa sila, there is no repentance without sorrow. Repentance by itself should be a sorrowful moment. It's not a joyful thing. It is a sorrowful thing. It is a bitter thing. Manag-iubanan pa nila, self-abhorrency. Not only the act, but you, yourself, nga nag-imo sa sala, imugi ka pungutan, pungbaga. And that is exactly what Job said in the 42nd chapter, verse 6. Wherefore I abhor myself, Job said, and repent in dust and ashes. Napatigyuban nito. Therefore, yung ito siya, I retract. So, mga ito'y primero, nakauban din sa pag-inulson, nagi kasubo, pagkasilag sa kaugalingon o ang imong hiwi nga binuhatan. Ikaduha, again, the confession provides that accompanying member, as it were, sa repentance, praying for pardon and strength of grace. Inumanan daw, sir, sa pag-ampo o strength of grace. Kaya ano? Inubanan o pag-ampo and strength of grace. Yan na payuban. Ang nakikitulo. Purposing and endeavoring. It involves purposing and endeavoring by the supplies of the Spirit. To what? Nga mag kumbaga magbago ka gikan sa imong pagkalugmok. Dili kay nalugmok na ka ni lunang na hinuong ka dito. Dili. Ano, purposing and endeavoring by the supplies of the Spirit to ato nang ikon, dapat mo-move on ka to a better condition than what you were before. So muna yung ginaingon nila, godly sorrow, detestation of it, and self-abhorrency na ay pag-uban sa pag-ampo para ma-forgive with strength of grace to do it. And purposing and endeavoring by the supplies of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we can conclude paragraph 3 by saying this. The essence of repentance is imong pag-humble sa imong kagalingon sa sala. Kini nga pag-inulsod, grasya ni, ginatagra ni. Og ang cause nga no na ay pag-inulsod, Holy Spirit ang naghimo ni ini. Siya'y nagpakita, nag-abli sa itong mata how bad our sins are. And then, ang pamaagi ni ini, pinaagi lamang sa pagtuo samtang kita magatutok dito kang Kristo, nangayo sa iyang kapasayluhan, pinaagi sa iyang hamiling dugo. Ikalima, pinsa may kauban sa pag-inulsol pirmi, ang pagsubo, ang pangayog pasaylo, pinaagi sa pag-ampo usab, o ang your intention, your endeavoring, and your purposing to do what is right. So that is in essence what paragraph 3 is talking about. Now, we turn our attentions to paragraphs 4 and 5. Now, ang primero, paragraph 1, the notable occasions of repentance, which is conversion and backsliding. Number 2, the essence of repentance, which is broken down sa nature, means, attending companion, etc. Then 5, four rather and 5 paragraph deals with the characteristics of repentance. Ganiha previously nature. What is the nature? What is the essence? Karon, characteristics of repentance. So dealing now with paragraph 4, it states this. As repentance is to be continued through the whole course of our lives, upon the account of the body of death and the motions thereof, so it is every man's duty to repent of his particular known sins, particularly. That paragraph, kung magbutangan og title, repentance is continual and particular. particular to adjectives, continual and particular. Ang say both na to, pasabot ni Ana. Two things they tell us. I said earlier, ang paghinursol is to be continual throughout life. While we said that there are two notable occasions, conversion and backsliding, we are not saying that after we do these two things, and that's it, wala na repentance. No. Because here the confession tells us that repentance is continual in the whole course of our life. In other words, throughout life, we should be a repenting people. Simple mga siguro kayo ito, no? Sabta na ito. So, dili lang kayo duha. Itong duha, notable to. The major points where someone repents is in conversion and in backsliding. But all throughout life, samtang naapay sa laksil, kinaamang yu'y sala, permanente yun dapat maghinulsol ang sama ni mo kung nako. Second character of repentance. Repentance daw is particular. So the first word was continual. Now the second is particular. What does this mean? Ambot pasabot ni ini kung particular magka ang paghinulsol, dito magampo nga pasama ni ini. Lord, pasaylo ako sa akong mga sala. Pasaylo ako sa akong mga gipangsulti. Pasaylo ako sa akong gipanghimo. Bro, tama man to. Pero these are generalities and not particular. Masabdan, no? So when you say, Lord, forgive me with my sins, what are these sins? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, good sa man ang mga sala. Ah, manubot pa sa particular. Pasaylo ka, Lord, sa akong gipanulti. Oh, mo na akong gipanulti, nga di mo. Mo na ibot pasabot sa particular. No? Kunya na ako'y ginahuna, Lord, nga ako, pasaylo po ko. Nakot sa mga punto. In words, in thoughts, and in deeds, generalities, break it down into particulars. It is our responsibility to repent of particular sins that we know about, particularly. So it is clear that we should be specific on things we repent. We repent it ourselves, by the way. Particular also means we repent it ourselves. Kinama yung sahay, Brad. Yung tanga, Ginoo, pasayloa ang mga sala sa akong mga anak. Di ba mo po nag-iingon po ni Job? Iyang gilakop po doon kung sa pasaylo ang iyong mga anak. General gihapon. Pero ang particular sin, ikaw yung mag-ginulsol. Munang yung tanawin dito sa confession, particularly, you notice? It is said twice? No. Kaduha. The first particular is the katong mga sins. The second particular is you yourself could be repenting, not others repenting for you. It is your duty as a person to repent for your particular sins and you yourself doing it and not others doing it for you. Muna ibot pasabot sa paragraph 4. Simple kayo sila, no? Pero, kung dili na to tukion, masama tas o ban gyapon nga, Lord, pasaylo ako sa akong mga sala. Namoy mo na ta, itong sin of commission and sin of commission. Period. General, general kayo. Although tama man, pero ginatudloan mag-utang, i-particular daw na ito. So, ano ito i-particular? Paragraph 5. Ang title ni ini, ang pag-inulsol daw is efficacious and it is necessary. Atong basahon ang paragraph. Such is the provision which God had made through Christ in the covenant of grace for the preservation of believers unto salvation. That although there is no sin so small but it deserves damnation, yet there is no sin so great that it shall bring damnation on them that repent. Which makes the constant preaching of repentance necessary. So what does it mean when we say the efficacy of repentance? Unsa may buot pasabot? When we say that repentance is efficacious. Efficacious in the sense that there is no sin so great that it shall bring damnation of them who repent. But pasabot, if one person only repents, ug maghinulso lamang ang usa ka tao, why pinakadako nga sala nga dili pwede kumbaga mapatawad. In other words, we put it in another language. There is no sin so great that the great hand of God cannot reach. There is no vile, so vile a person that is beyond God's grace of forgiveness if only that person repents. You got the point? Muna may untang epektibo kayo, brad. Kay why pinakadrako nga sila dili kaya masulban. Kumbaga, kung kanang tawhana mag-inulsol lamang. This is what we mean when we say efficacious ang repentance. Even the darkest sin pwede burahon sa usa ka mahinulsulon na tao. Secondly, ingon ba dito, efficacious and it is necessary. Why is it necessary? Necessary in what sense? It is necessary that people should be told to repent. Kung ingon pa ang confession, or at least katong nagtukin nini, pinaagi sa pagwali daw, kinahanglan inanggyod ang mga tao na maghinulso. In that sense, may untang necessary. It should be efficacious and necessary. Of course, repentance never fails, but preaching about it should be part of preaching. Okay. Moto, ang paragraph 5. Moro ito yung buot pasabot niya sa efficacious and necessary. Application by way of conclusion. We see now the relationship of faith and repentance. Ang sunod ko ito. Now, this is what I was saying all the while, nga dapat dili ta mo lose og focus sa atong mga ginatun-an. We said earlier when we started chapter 14 that faith and repentance are twins. They are distinct, but they are always together. You cannot repent without believing. You cannot believe without repenting. And these two, as you might have noticed, should be the appropriate response to the gospel. Kining pagtuo o pagilunsod. Mao ginay dapat ang una manggaling maapektuhan ba sa preaching may nga na mamoy gamiton sa Diyos sa pagluwas. Ang dapat mulutaw yun, Brad, na response sa usa ka tawo ni atong iyang pagkadungog sa balaang pulong sa Diyos, gikan diri sa pulpito kasa manglapit, ang pagtuo o ang pag-inulsod. Two appropriate response to the gospel. And of course, as we have dealt with these doctrines, now what is needed is introspection or self assessment or examination. Is our faith and repentance in conformity to the standards of the Bible regarding these doctrines? Faith, for example, oh, diba? Kada mo humanta. Brad, okay, pagtuo, tuo kang Isus? Tuo mo po. Now, without qualifying that, we are prone to accept it just hook, line, and sinker lang mga iyan lang nga tubag ba? Pero dili dapat. Kung kabalo ka kung say, kabalo ka kung say tinuod na kahulugan sa pag-hinulsur o pagtuo, dapat kutik-kutihon ginato. Not that nagpakialamero ka, but we have to make sure we ourselves must make sure that when you are confronted with truth like this one, ang imong personal experience ba? Parehas, dili. Kaya kung dili, review. Kinahanglan review. Kaya basing naata sa sayop na dalan. Thirdly, by way of application, the good news of the gospel is never complete without knowing the bad. Tumo na. Pag din hindi mo makita sa duha ka dagko kay nga doktrina, faith and repentance, kana akong ginaingon. How can you have faith? Or how can you entrust yourself to Christ? Kay mo manisintro ka sa atong ginaingon, sa faith. Kung wala ni mo nakita imong need for a Savior, how can you repent? Kung nagtuo ka sa imong kagalingon, sila nga, uy, mayroon kay kong tao. Nakita ni mo ka rin. Faith and repentance, nag-uban-uban, faith and repentance, diyan ni mo makita ang gospel, maing balita, o ang imong pagkadubok. Someone cannot repent. Someone who is remiss in noting man's biggest problem cannot show faith or demonstrate faith, cannot repent. The good and the bad, dapat makita ni mo for these two big doctrines to play, as it were, ang iyahang dynamics ba. And what I'm saying is, dapat kita mismo makita nato. Kana, di lang kay general statements again. Have you faith? Yes, indeed. Faith in whom? Basta, faith. Ginurusul ka sa imong mga sala. Ginurusul, oy. Ngano ginurusul man ka? Ngano kinahanglan man? Okay? Para kunhuran gamay. Kunhuran daw gamay ang guan. Kining ni pile up ng adagan kayong sala ba? Mga na nga itong latos-latoson ng itong likod, flagellation. Hindi na mao. No? So, any question? Dini na ito humanon ang chapter 15 kay 5 paragraphs naman. Any question?
Na yung mga uban?